Good morning, everyone. Hi, it's Martine here. Well, this morning I wanted to read to you my very short coffee table book on healthy friendships. So, here we go. A little bit of fun. You will hear the pages turning. So, find a weirdo just like you and never let them go. A friendship is a relationship between two people who like each other and enjoy being with each other. Friendship equals you plus someone else, another. How do I create emotional safety in my friendships? Well, we use the friendship circles. And the friendship circles are five concentric circles. Our hi-bye friends, we say hi and bye and probably know their name, but that's about it. Our seasonal friends. A seasonal friend is a significant social relationship, but it happens around a context and a season in your life. And when that season is gone, so are the friends. Unless, of course, you move them to another space in your life. Heart friends. A heart friend just gets you. You connect on a deeper level and agree about the important things. You share similar values, they respect you, and bring out the best in you. You have high trust and high reliability in the heart friend space. And your best friend, this is that very, very, very special heart friend. You know, that one that always has your back? And then, of course, there's you, me, in the middle. That's super important. And that's a whole nother segment. So, a hi-bye friend. Hi-bye friends are the ones you know well enough to say hi and bye to. But that's about it. You smile and say hi, and you may even know their name. Hi-bye friends are always around because of a certain context. Examples of a context is school, your local shops, your local cafe, sports teams, hobby groups, work, and online places such as Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and other social media platforms. These friends are called acquaintances. We all need light, superficial, relational engagements. Close friends are important, but research shows that building networks of casual acquaintances can boost happiness, knowledge, and a sense of belonging. All right, a seasonal friend. Seasonal friends also form around a context in your life. Examples of which are school, your local shops, your local cafe, hairdresser, grooming services, sports teams, hobby groups, your workplace, and also online places such as Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and other social media platforms. These people are in your life around a certain context, and you will know they belong in this circle because when you remove that context, you don't see them anymore. When you form friendships around a certain context, these people generally form what we know as a friendship group. So you might have a friendship group from work, and you might have a friendship group from your sports team that you go to. You may be part of a basketball team, and there'll be a friendship group that exists from that context. You may do pottery. You might do a pottery class, or you might play bingo, or you might play lacrosse, and you'll find there's a friendship group that forms around each of those contexts. It's important to know that friendships formed around a context will often be a part of your life for a season or a finite period of time. It's really good to validate the fact that a lot of friendships are seasonal. It's okay to have seasonal friendships. It's normal. It's a part of life. It will always be. Unless they become more important to you and you choose to move them closer to you, which means moving them into another circle. And that's completely your choice to make. You get to make that choice, no one else. Okay, let's look at a heart friend. A heart friend is someone that you may or may not meet up with every day. But it doesn't matter, because when you see each other, it's like you were never apart. With your heart friends, trust and reliability is high. These friends always go the extra mile for you and you feel safe with them. There is a deep feeling of brotherhood and sisterhood because often you have the same values. Hurt and pain is also high with heart friends because when you open up to love, you open up to hurt as well. Heart friendship is about emotional intimacy and safety. We can have heart friends we see every day and heart friends we see twice a year. This is why we have two types of heart friends, builders and keepers. Builders, these are the ones that you see a lot and you build often and regularly. Keepers. Keepers, these are the ones that will always be close to your heart, but because of your life's pattern, you don't have proximity very often. Even still, trust and reliability is high with these ones, and as such, they are keepers in your heart space. My best friend. Your best friend ticks all of the above boxes, but this person has earned that special place in your heart where you make them that special someone in your life. This is your best friend. Trust is high. Vulnerability is high. Emotional intimacy is high. They're higher here than with all your other heart friends. Your connection to them and investment in them are at their greatest with your best friend. It is worth noting here that in some cultures, it is customary to only have one best friend, but in other cultures, they have many best friends, more best friends. So it's important to acknowledge that cultures do different things and have different beliefs around that. And then there's me in that middle circle. The inner circle is where you show up for you. Healthy friendships come from learning how to successfully care for yourself. How do you connect with yourself? How do you invest in yourself? How do you empathize for yourself, with yourself? Creating a roadmap for investing in yourself will help you when you build your friendships with others. When we consider how vital self-love is, it's easy to draw the conclusion that your BFF should be you. Our hope is that you love and respect yourself enough to love yourself as much, if not more, than your very best heart friend. Your inner circle is where your trust can be 100%. Now, it's a process. Sometimes we don't trust ourselves that much because our behavior is causing us not to, and that's something we can work on. But the possibility for it is 100%. It is worth considering that this inner circle could be your safest place to put something greater in your life. And then there's family. Depending on your family culture, you may need to give yourself permission to look at each family member and place them in the appropriate circle for who they are to you. It is normal to have family members in each of the friendship circles, and you have permission to put each family member wherever you feel is right. This means you may have some high-by family. You may have some seasonal family members, and you may also have some heart family friends. And your best friend could actually be a family member. The circles that each of your family members are in is completely unique to you. Your circles do not have to look like anyone else's. In fact, they just won't. Your particular family circles are like exactly like your fingerprints. They are completely unique to you. It is worth noting here that there can be a lot of guilt surrounding which emotional space you place family in. It is completely up to you where you place each individual family member. You place them according to how they show up with you in your relationship with them. The friendship circles empower you to zoom out and see the bigger picture of the emotional safety you have created with your family and friends. So who belongs where? This is a 1, 2, 3 exercise. Let's make a list. Number one, let's create your friendship list. Grab your journal and write down all the names of your friends and family. We are not looking for lots of names here. Just be honest and write down the names of the people you consider friends. Number two, using the list above, draw each friendship circle and put each friend and family member into the circle you think they belong in. Keep going until everyone on your list is in one of the circles. And number three, reflect. Now you've put everyone in a circle, it's good to step back and have a look at what each circle means to you. It's good to make notes in your journal on how you feel about what you have discovered by doing this exercise. Emotions will come up for you, and it's important to sit in that space for a moment. That's what some people call mindfulness. But just being present in how you're feeling, all those feelings are allowed. They're all acceptable. You can feel happy and you can feel sad. You can feel disappointed. You can feel like you've missed out. You can feel all the things. That's completely normal. And how many friends should we have in each circle? This is an interesting question that we get asked all the time. Don't let anyone tell you that the more friends you have, the better your life will be. Do not let anyone tell you that. Do not believe that. It's in the quality of your friendships, the health of your friendships, that you will find joy and fulfillment, not in the quantity. We like the words flourishing and the word thriving. It is in those thriving, flourishing relationships that you will find joy and fulfillment, not in having 35 people that you could call friends that, but yet they don't really know how you're traveling this week. They don't know the deep things of your heart. Those superficial friendships, they are not what creates a thriving, flourishing soul. What if the average number of quality friends was under 10 or under 5 or maybe under 20? Have you created unrealistic expectations for yourself where your friendships are concerned? Your friendship circles are like your fingerprints. They are unique to you. By Martine Trinder. A moment of empathy. Let's just take a moment. It can be hard when we step back and have a look at our life in any area. What usually happens is that we have more than one feeling come up whilst we are zooming out and having a look at an area of our life, like our friendships. Remember this, it's okay to feel however you are feeling. Please make room for your feelings and talk about them. One of the most useful life skills is to be able to choose the wisest person you know and tell them how you feel. So what else can we use the circles for? Making new friends. How do you connect with someone? How do you invest into new friends? Connection and investment are very important parts of making new friends and also growing the friendships you have into healthy, fun, and fulfilling relationships. The friendship circles has more to give you and show you about how to connect with others so you can have the opportunities and the deep moments that your heart desires. So how much do you connect and what does that look like? And how much do you invest and what does that look like? The next page is a word search. But what's great is that there's 18 characteristics here of what a really great friend, the behaviors that a really great friend lives and demonstrates. I'm going to read these 18 words out to you. Humble, loyal, trusting, honest, fun, supportive, curious, non-judgmental, forgiving, positive, caring, compassionate, respectful, loving, 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 accepting, communicative, reliable, and a listener. Love those words. Your emotional safety is found in your yes and no. I just want you to remember that. Your emotional safety is found where you position people in your life. Understanding the five circles, which includes the one you're in the middle, understanding those five circles and understanding the proximity that you have placed someone in to your heart, to your precious vulnerable spaces, understanding that empowers you to understand you have actually decided where to put that person, how safe they are, that emotional proximity to you. And when you do this exercise, it also helps you understand you can move them if you need to move them. If you realize you've put them in the wrong emotional space, then you can move them because that's your decision, not anyone else's. They don't have the power to make you keep them close to you if that's not what you want. And that is super important for you to understand and to own your own power in this space. So how are you going after hearing me read through all this info? Do you think you can use the friendship circles as tools in your relational toolbox? Understanding and using your friendship circles will equip you to build and keep the friendships that you want in your life and help you find your emotional safety. Much love to you, always. This is Martine, the Friendship Coach, signing off. Bye. See you. Make today a great day, you guys. Sending you lots of love. Bye.